Paul, are you impressed with the way your team has responded despite not having a practice for 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think they'd cheer that. I think the coaches grumble about the schedule and the games, but if you traded games for practices for players, they'd take games all day long. I don't think they're too upset about it.
And also with the number of injuries that you've faced, it seems like the team's been playing its best hockey lately, even with a lot of players up from the AHL. What do you attribute that to?
I think to start with those players, I think Pascal Vincent and his staff have done a great job of making it a seamless transition when they come up. We're not having any meetings about this is what we do differently or you've got to make a change here. It's all the same. Structure, that helps. We also have players that are coming up that have spent, more than a week there. They've been a year pro. And that when you look at the way Patan and those players came up last year, there was a big improvement in 1 year of pro hockey. By the end of their first year, they were much better players. So there's a real comfort level, those guys coming up. The big one for me, I think, in being able to so far survive what we're dealing with has been our leadership. But Blake Wheeler's play, as always, has timely scoring when we've been behind in games. Mark Scheifele is, on a pretty good tear here, and Dustin's playing 30 minutes a night. So those three men that control your room have done a really good job setting the right tempo.
When this franchise moved from Atlanta and came here, the ownership group here talked about modeling this franchise on Chicago, on and off the ice, the way they did business there. 6 years in, the way you're playing now, the strides you've made in the last, certainly the last year, do you see that Blackhawks imprint on this team?
I don't know that I have a proper perspective on that to answer it, kind of coming from the East where you saw Chicago, watched Chicago play an awful lot of hockey because they were always playing in the playoffs. But Kevin was there and part of the building program, right, when they won their first Stanley Cup. So he was a big part of that. He would be the guy that would have a real good overview if the template was built through the draft and then assemble. And we're in that process right now of assembling the core, I think, identifying the core of guys. And then you protect that core and you will have movement in and out on the periphery. At Chicago and probably a lot of the other teams, and talking with Jamie Compan about his experience in LA, very similar, build through the draft, develop those kids, different styles of game, but it's the same thing. At the end of the day, if you don't draft well, you're just not going to be able to produce enough hockey players to build, and we've drafted well.
Blake says he sees the Blackhawks in the way you're playing, particularly this season, all over the other team. That 200-foot Jonathan Toews game, he sees parallels that way, do you?
Well, in what we value in our room, being on the puck is a core thing that we speak about, and there's a skill level change here for sure from 2 years ago. There just is. We have players that pass the puck better, move the puck better, skate better. It's not as physical a game as we played in the past, but the league is shifting. That's the direction, I think. I think Kevin had a real good early bead on that in terms of the styles of players that we were drafting. So we're faster than we've been in the past, and we move the puck up better than we have, certainly 2 years ago. And we're still really early on in this process.
Coach, I know you've talked about Patrick quite a bit. What is it about his demeanor, both on and off the ice, maybe that has made him so successful early on?
Well, I think original feedback or from watching, very humble guy off the ice, easy to talk to. I think has come into our locker room very easily and has friends and enjoys that part of his day. He is exceptionally competitive in his shot and in practice and in scoring goals and not in a particularly good mood if the shot he takes doesn't go in. He has an exceptionally high expectation of the puck going in the net, and I guess we probably do now too after watching him in practice, but very, very competitive. Like he's hard on himself. I can only assume that. I don't speak Finnish, but when he's talking to himself after he misses a shot, he's very intense about that. So humble and quiet and personable off the ice, but very competitive in what he believes he can do on the ice.
What's the ceiling there for him?
Oh, I don't know. I have never seen a guy shoot the puck like that, so we won't even talk about limiting what he might be able to do.
Paul, can you update us on Little, Stafford, and Perreault, please?
Okay, well, Alex Burmistrov's ready to play, so he'll come in the lineup tonight. Perreault, none of those three will. Little and Stafford are back on the ice. You saw Stafford in the morning skate in a non-contact sweater. Little skates this morning. All three, as of today, as of this morning, will make the trip with us. But I don't have a timeline on their return yet.
Kyle Connor, do you have an update on what sort of...
Yeah, he's upper body day to day.
And
I guess it's longer. He's on the IR, so he's going to be at least a week.
And Tyler Myers?
Same thing. We don't expect him early on the trip. So we've got Perreault and possibly Stafford in the shorter term group. The middle group has Myers and Little. I keep messing these guys. I'm missing two more. Myers and Little in that middle group, Connor as well, and then Mathias and Armia are the long term.